It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, 17th of May. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the long show. We'll start with news of the Cadillac Lyriq topping 300 miles in range and offering two new colours in a bit of information coming out from the brand, who says the rear-wheel drive Lyriq starting at $63,000. That's $3,000 more than the debut edition. All-wheel drive will start at $65,000. And yes, that's a lot of money. But if you put this vehicle in the same category as an $85,000 BMW iX or Mercedes-Benz or a Jag I-Pace, $70,000, Model Y, $60,000 plus, then all of a sudden the Lyriq is in the right ballpark, if not actually a little bit cheaper than some of its main competitors. Those get made early part of next year. Moving on, according to media reports in Germany, Audi will make the A3 all electric when the next generation comes out in 2027 on that new platform that VW will be using for all of their EVs, for all of their cars from the middle of the decade. ABB, the charging maker, and Shell will launch a nationwide network of EV chargers in Germany using ABB's Terra 360. That's the 360 kilowatt chargers that can do up to four EVs at once. Electrify America announcing a purchase agreement of 75 megawatts of solar generation in a power purchase agreement today. That's an estimated annual production of around 225,000 megawatt hours. It's enough to fully charge the Electrify America network. Their extensive network across the country goes live in 2023, mid-2023, by the way, and it could well build on their previous solar project in Southern California's Mojave Desert. And that is great news that if you public charge, you know you're driving on sunshine. Michigan installing 30 electric vehicle charging stations at state parks this summer, beginning in Warren Dunes in the southwest of the state. Great news that driving EVs into state parks means that you'll be zero emission and charging while you're there as well. According to the Korea Times, Samsung dropping any plans to offer a fully produced EV. I didn't even know they were talking about it. Obviously, internal discussions have now ended, though, in what they call a fully produced EV. But I can see Samsung still making many of the parts, just like Samsung and Apple are huge competitors in the smartphone industry, and yet Samsung still supply Apple with components. Samsung, of course, the world's biggest maker of televisions, home appliances, and memory chips. Wouldn't have been a surprise if they had have gone into the fully produced EV market, but I don't know how far they'll get. Obviously, they make batteries with their Samsung SDI division, which supplies BMW and soon Stellantis from their new Canadian facilities. Helping to buy EVs in New Zealand, part of their new net zero climate plan. One of the key initiatives is to support lower and middle income families to transition through with a scrap and replace scheme. Have a read of The Electric. That's the newsletter from The Information, written by Steve Levine, talking about the next generation of EV batteries, silicon anodes and sodium ion batteries coming, well, sooner than many people think. Uber launching the new Comfort Electric options. You can choose Comfort or, for a little bit more money, Comfort Electric gets you a ride in a Tesla or a Polestar. Now operating in LA, San Francisco, San Diego and Dubai, adding more cities as well soon, they say. It's a step up from Uber Green, but a step down from Uber Black. Tesla has gone down the ranking of the Kelley Blue Book luxury car shoppers chart, BMW at number one of the brand that people are considering to buy. But here's my question: what if Tesla buyers are so decided that that's the only car they want? Who cares where they are on a list of companies who are being considered? What if none other are being considered? Well, that might explain why Tesla aren't number one. And the European Commission urging lawmakers to agree on a 2035 deadline for selling combustion cars in the EU. And that's briefly